Are you a filmmaker? Are you sick of not getting any exposure for your work? Do you submit to film festivals and nothing comes of it? Maybe your work gets screened, maybe you meet someone, maybe you don't. The Boston Collective Film Festival, which is my film festival, is teaming up with ASMR Kitten. Caitlin, who's a fan of this show, who's a friend of this show, who's been on this show, we're doing a festival together, a film festival together, and it's like nothing else you've ever seen before. Eyes and exposure on your project are the number one thing you need to succeed in the age of filmmaking and the internet. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. And submit now. The winners of this film festival will have a video created by Caitlin, ASMR Kitten. Look her up. Over 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. She'll be making a reaction video to your trailer, and it'll get you the eyes and exposure you need to succeed in the world of film. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Go submit today. And if you use the code HACKTHOUGHT, you'll get 10% off your entry fee, which, if you're a YouTuber, by the way, is crazy cheap. That's, you're going to be paying almost nothing to enter this film festival with a chance to, A, get to work with ASMR Kitten Caitlin, who is an amazing YouTuber, and B, get the eyes and exposure on your channel. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Okay, no copyrighted material. Why am I constantly having to yell at co-hosts about this?
It's because I didn't think this was part of the episode. This is pre-crap.
There's no pre. You're always on the clock.
I didn't know this. I don't own a clock.
Can I ask you a question about just things in general? How is it that you have you ever had? Okay, listen.
If you're grossed out by,
you're right. I'm sorry. Should have asked for permission.
Yes.
Okay. First, I want to start with a thing. If you're grossed out by something, or God forbid, you're somebody with misophonia, don't listen to the rest of this. Okay. Don't only turn off the show. Go live with some salamanders in the bottom of a cave. Like, go live with animal, like fish that lose their pigment. I don't care about you. Honestly, the catering we do, no one will cater to people who are actually hurt in this world, but then people will be like, oh, make sure you don't do anything to people that don't like the sound of chewing. Get over yourself. So don't listen to the rest of this. Have you ever heard of an ingrown hair?
Yes.
Or an ingrown nail?
Yes. Ingrown nails are terrifying.
Ingrown nail is worse, right? That's like a worser, it's like rare, almost no one.
I would at least believe it would be, and it sounds weird. There was a kid from our high school that had that every so often, and it just seemed awful. But yeah, because I mean, a nail is much harder than hair, so I feel like that's beyond.
Okay. Here's my question. Okay, do you know how an ingrown hair? Oh, by the way, welcome to Hack Thought, thoughts you don't think to think about. And for sure, let's just do an episode. Let's just start with this episode because I'm willing to do a whole episode on this.
Let's get into it.
Let's do an ingrown hair episode.
Let's get into it.
This is the theme song by Freddie Unreal of the Fangers. So, before this started, I had like this whole throat event. And then I was thinking about, I just randomly had this throat thing going on. And I'm not saying I'm not having it going on
right
now. So
a throat event isn't like you're ill or just like an event's happening?
Just some event happened in my throat. I'm not ill.
Just a bunch of stuff's happening in your throat. It's a happening.
Just some throat things are happening. Stuff's moving. Things are clogged. There's a thing. You spit something out. Whatever it is.
You have an ingrown lung.
Okay. An ingrown lung. Okay. Do you understand how an ingrown hair happens?
Not officially, but somehow, I guess, like, the hair, I mean, is it, at least, I don't know if this is, like, five-year-old Bill logic, but it was always,
by
like,
the way, this is
the
a
hair is going in the other
thought.
Direction.
Wait, I have to interrupt you, Bill. This is a perfect hack thought that, like, literally, ingrown hair, I had the same experience the first time I had an ingrown hair that everyone pretended, like, oh, I know what an ingrown hair is, and then, like, everyone their whole life just goes on thinking they know what an ingrown hair is, and then no one ever says, no one ever, like, asks you, like, do you really understand what it is? Okay, sorry, go on. I'm just very proud of myself that this event in my throat created a great topic.
It's somehow that, well, five-year-old Bill's logic was always that the hair is growing in the opposite direction. But isn't it something where basically it's not growing out, it's growing under the skin?
Not only is that not five-year-old logic of Bill, that's kind of what people write on the internet. So what is normal Bill's theory on this?
The one that I feel like it's like it's growing under your skin, not necessarily backwards. It's just it's not growing out. It's growing under the whatever like the upper layer of skin is. There's still a layer of skin it's not on the outside of.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. So essentially, you cut your nail your hair or something. You shave your hair, and it either starts to grow like. It starts to grow up and then bend sideways, or like sometimes it can even go out into the skin and then kind of go back in slightly or whatever. Okay.
Yeah.
Tons of people shave tons of parts of their body. Okay. How is every single human on planet Earth not covered in ingrown hairs?
Well, could they be? It's just like there's like a severity level because isn't it like from like you like. If you shave against the grain, as the phrase I've heard, if you shave against the grain, you can
oh,
get
oh, jury's
that.
Out on that bullshit too, right?
But I feel like it's,
nobody
it's
knows where that
me.
Fucking thing is either.
It's happened to me where if you use like the other side, like the upside down razor, that effect can get you like when your skin kind of gets red and like looks almost pimply, but it's like I feel like those are like little ingrown hair, the little ingrown hairs, but. It's like a band, but they sprout up for only like one album.
Is that
they
a
go
real
away.
Band? Wait,
I hope not.
Stop. Is that a real band?
I hope not.
Oh, that you dedicated to that so much that I really believed you. I was like, I thought that this was at first. I thought you were just doing like, welcome to the Saloon Ranch here, located in Plainsville, New Jersey. Well, we've got our little band, the Little Ingrown Hairs. Like I thought you had been somewhere where that happened to you. Well, that was so real.
Only the deep
I got
recesses of my mind.
Always recessing on my mind. okay, here's the fucking thing about all these things. Here's the fucking thing, okay?
Okay.
Why the hell is there not, like, how much research does it... Literally, there are men, you know, I have a beard, and I shave, non-bearded regions of my face.
It's the best way to maintain a beard is to not shave the bearded regions, to only shave the unbearded regions.
It's one of the techniques I've learned. So, the thing is about that, one of the reasons I have a beard is not only because it looks good on me, but is because I have, like, sensitive skin. Mm-hmm. And if I were to shave my face every day, I'd have, like, a lot of pimples. So, I have a normal groomed face that, you know, I don't have my whole life irritated skin.
Yeah.
Okay? Fine. Whatever. And I also like the way it looks. But I'm aware that is somebody with a beard, and I'm sure you can attest to this. As I've learned, I once asked someone who was balding, what is that look where the people wear, you know, they have that, it seems like they're purposefully creating like Lobot from Star Wars, like that crown around their head. And he was like, oh, that's just a lazy bald guy who refuses to like get like a real haircut. That's when you look like crappy with a haircut, people think that that's a bald guy haircut. So they get away with having that weird crown around their head.
Their hair is just sinking. It's just a natural sinking feeling. So it's like, no, it's just, my hair is just getting lower. You know, as your balls drop, your hair gets lower too.
It's like on Jupiter. There's just more gravity. So
I've been still trying to make people do the upside down head look, where if you're going bald, you should just shave all of your hair off, grow a beard, but let it become a neck beard, and shave the two parts right under your, right above your chin, and make them look like eyebrows, and you can have the upside down head look, and it'll be like...
Wait, stop. I'm fine with this joke. It's okay. I'm being honest. It's an okay joke. You're new to the show, so I'm trying to make you feel welcome. But if you're going to make this joke, it has to work. Okay. Describe to me. I will list the parts of the head, and you describe to me. I'm going to go, okay, audience, fucking get your pencils out. I'm going to go from top to bottom, and you describe to me from bottom to top what is the facsimile of it. And by the way, I'm going to start doing this for listeners too. Facsimile means something like. I'm done with the fact that I've learned big vocabulary words and nobody knows what the fuck I'm talking about. Oh, and there I am hitting the microphone again because I'm so angry. Okay, you describe to me the equivalent, which everybody knows, but no one knows facsimile. I'm so angry. I honestly, oh, can we stop for a second about for this just issue? And you, I'm so angry I know bigger words than people. It has been useless my whole life. Because guess what? No one else knows the words. and then there are a brief, like, facsimile is a great one because it's like, no one else knows the fucking word for facsimile. And yet if I say a fax machine, they're like, oh yeah, a fax machine. It's short for facsimile, you fucking piss ants. I honestly, like I could have chosen a funny curse word there. Like, you know, like dirty garbage worm. And I chose piss ant because this is genuine anger. It's not comedy anger. No one else knows words. Everyone knows facts. They don't know facsimile. Whatever. So anyway, what is the equivalent? Why do people know that word? Equivalent. Why don't you equivocate? So I'm going to start from the top. You're going to start from the bottom, and you tell me what it looks like, okay? Because I actually don't think your theory holds water. Hair. The hair on the top of my head.
Hair on the top of your head is the neck beard. That's the
neck beard.
So think like right where you're on men, it'd be right where your Adam's apple is. So that's okay. Where the hair is, and let it kind of grow out to the neck regions.
Okay, just to the neck, to the bottom of my chin.
And then, like, ideally, I mean, if you can make it connect to the back hair, that's the dream.
Okay, again, let me just clear here. It starts at my neck, because I don't think the joke holds water. Being honest,
Well, starts right...
So it goes from my neck to my chin?
Do
I have an Amish beard? Do I have it all a chin strap? Do I have an Abe Lincoln or no? No, my face is fully shaven, or it's just the hair on my neck?
So it would be,
you'd have a chin strap.
Yeah, I think you would. Yeah.
You'd have from sideburns going down a line through the chin up to the other sideburn.
Yeah.
Okay. Next is the forehead. Where's my forehead?
Forehead would be, so you need to have a little bit of, it'll be like the center chin to like the lower, like right, just above the jawline, like the lowest part of your cheek. Kind of like, I would say like. Actually, yeah, the if you kind of move your teeth, it's between the top and your upper and lower teeth. That section is the.
So I leave a patch of hair in like where
this is shaved. This part's shaved for the forehead.
So the forehead is right. Okay, excuse me.
Yeah,
shaved from chin to essentially a line from the corner of my mouth's out. That's my forehead.
Yes, I believe so. Yeah.
Where are the eyebrows?
Eyebrows would be right where it's grow a long beard and then shave it, shave between. So then so you don't want the beard line to be able to go as far as your sideburns. You want right on your, God, I just don't know the parts of the face well enough.
That's evident.
Thanks, buddy.
This is falling apart because you're just, this is.
No, I'm thinking it through. Eyebrows? I feel like I haven't failed in anything.
You made this joke and you said let me tell you where you foisted yourself here, Bill. You said you've been telling people this for years.
Yeah.
And if you had years to think of this, you would have, oh man, you would have had this already. This is just wrong.
It's because I'm not like living in a bunker or just kind of thinking about like, all right, how am I going to make this one joke work?
Bill, do you not understand the commitment to this show? The assignment is live in a bunker. And think about things like how to do an upside down head.
I've only been in this bunker.
Lips? Where's the chin?
I've only been in this bunker a little bit now.
Where is the lips? Where is the where are any of these things?
So the
how can you get your lips on top of your head?
The lip. It's because it's just the hairstyle look. It's not like you're supposed to be growing an actual face on where your actual forehead would be, because your lips would theoretically be where your forehead would be. But
well, I have an idea. I have an idea to fix your problem, which is an upside down Cyclops do mouth.
It rolls off the tongue.
Now, people always talk about the Cyclops one eye, Cy meaning bicycle, and Clops meaning eye. I don't know why is it Cy? Obviously, Ops I think is kind of eye, like optometrist. Why is it Cy? I don't know what that is. Anyway. But they never talk about how many mouths a creature has. So this is a dual mouth. And the dual mouth is a creature that has two mouths. And what you do, Bill, in this instance, is you shave off your eyelashes and your eyelids. And you get, they have crazy contacts nowadays. You get contacts that look like on top and bottom little teethses. And so then your eyelids, they look like two little mouths. And you can put lipstick on it every day with eyeliner. And then you'd obviously have to, the nose will look fine. And then you'd have to hold a sort of egg or a ping pong ball in your mouth to make it look like an eyeball, which I think is fine. Like, a lot of people chew gum.
So just hold a ping pong ball in your mouth.
Hold a ping pong ball in your mouth. What's the problem? If people are allowed to chew gum and smoke, then you're not allowed to hold a ping pong ball in my mouth so I look like a Cyclops Doom mouth.
But you'd have to draw a pupil on it.
Anyway, fail. This is my first victory with Bill. Play the theme music. Yes, thank you, everyone. I couldn't have done it without you. This is my first logical victory over Bill. It's been a long time coming. He's been on this show before, and I have not bested him. Thank you so much, everyone. I just want to thank, yes, you. You know I couldn't have done it without you. Thank you. Oh, that's the first victory. That's how you know this show's rolling. I got you, Bill. I got you. Anyway, my point is, about ingrown hair. Have you ever had a bad ingrown hair?
A bad one? No. Have I had them? I'm pretty sure.
I've gotten bad ones.
What determines a bad one?
I mean, I think a normal ingrown hair is you think it's a pimple, you pop it. It appears to be just you're like, oh, it's not a pimple. There's a little hair there. You pick at it, the hair falls out. I think that's a normal ingrown hair. I've had ingrown hairs where, like, the whole hair has grown. You know, like, it's a half centimeter long hair.
Oh, wow.
That is okay. In my face. Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah. That's really gross.
You're not seeing, like, a little bit of the hair when you pop some weird
pimple. That's like going Cronenberg on your own face. Wow.
It is like going Cronenberg, or it's like having an ingrown hair, Bill. But thank you for bringing up the fact that you are unable to live life outside of movies. Yes, it's a lot like the movie The Fly or other gross Cronenberg movies. It's also just like life and having an ingrown hair.
Well, yeah, then you eventually find out that those movies are really just life.
It's also a lot less extreme than those movies. Yeah, so I've had bad ones like that. But that being said, I know I'm an outlier. I know I'm an outlier.
Yeah, I feel like I haven't heard stories like that, except for technically you. So,
well, this is the thing that me and my girlfriend talk about all the time. It's like, you go out in public, and what am I doing out in public? I'm blowing my nose like this mouth event before. I get on a train. I'm sweating. I'm taking all my stuff off, you know, because it's disgusting. You know, I have to, like, my nose is running. You have to blow your nose. I never see anybody else having to pick out their wedgies, as my girlfriend likes to point out, as Reens likes to point out. Why is nobody else seems to be having to blow their nose, getting hot inside places and having to take their stuff off? I don't understand it. And it's the same with this ingrown hair stuff. It's like, I don't understand why every single human isn't covered entirely. I don't understand. Did you ever see The Hobbit? Remember the Goblin King where he has that disgusting, like, boil beard?
Oh, yeah.
I don't understand how that is in every man's face every single day because of all the ingrown hairs.
Yeah, actually, I don't know either. Except, I don't know. Just they're shaving with the grain. That's clearly the solution.
Got it. What's the deal there? Honestly, so if people don't know, if you're a woman, because women don't generally know about this. If you're a woman, or if you're a someone that doesn't, I don't know what you would be if you just don't believe in shaving. a hair reforestation advocate. I don't know what it's called. Write in. Tell us. Not making fun of you. Trying to make up a name for you. And gotta be honest, this is where the internet is right now. I have to defend that I'm not... I just gave you a great name. And now you're angry at me? Stop it. Okay. If you don't know, men and either their fathers or someone that gives them advice in life tells them, don't shave with the grain or shave with the grain or don't whatever. And no one knows what the answer is and everyone's face is fine. So what's the fucking deal? So essentially somebody tells you the deal is this, is that generally the hair on a face grows, if you think of like where your upside down face eyebrows would be, which didn't exist in your list, Bill.
I was getting there. That's when you cut me off.
From the cheeks to the, where are they, Bill?
The eyebrows, the eyebrows are at the mustache line.
So then what does your mouth represent?
The mouth is...
There isn't a giant gaping hole in my head.
But also your eyebrows
are not giant gaping holes.
If your head's right side up, your eyebrows are not that close to your mouth. So there's still like real estate to go. The mouth would be theoretically on your forehead. You would be a mouthless upside down head.
No. You would just be a guy with like eyebrows in the middle of his cheeks.
Yeah, but with the neck beard, you'd have hair underneath.
What about the eyebrows? What are you doing with the eyebrows? I'm going to pound you until you realize you're wrong about this. What are you doing with the eyebrows? Because I think I have a solution with the eyebrows.
The eyebrows is so you get a beard and then you shave the center and you make sure to shave it so they're kind of like the two little clumps of mustache are kind of like just past your lips.
No, I'm saying your actual eyebrows.
You got to shave those off.
Or you make them into a goatee. You try and get some growth serum to really get the unibrow grow.
Upside down beardless look. So the top of your head would be beardless in my classic invention.
Why not do a line of like sort of Mad Max paint and sort of put lipstick from both your eyebrows and make them look like a mouth?
Well, I never thought that far. I was thinking
ping pong ball. You didn't think that far.
Thinking more of when I usually try to encourage it is during like party situations when people are talking about hair, and I kind of want to see if one person will just go, well, maybe go into the bathroom immediately, shave off all of their hair and eyebrows, and then try the look. They'd have to get that actual face paint to be able to pull off the Mad Max fancy look.
Okay,
I just want them to go do it immediately.
As your co-host and Bill. We've done a lot together. We've written very funny things together. We've worked on projects together. And one of our strengths is knowing when something isn't working, right? Have you gotten anyone to do it?
Not yet.
Okay, so then maybe the deal is you're not pitching them good enough because they're like, I don't see it. Where's my mouth? Where's my face equivalent? All you have is telling people to shave their head and eyebrows. Obviously hilarious, but it's not happening. You got to pitch them.
Okay.
Get the lipstick.
I will work on the pitch.
Thank you. That's all I'm asking. Anyway, what the fuck was I talking about? Oh, so if you don't know, hair grows generally in a direction. It sounds ridiculous to explain this once you hear it, but like it grows down. It grows from your cheek towards the earth, which isn't that ridiculous because the hair on your head grows up. Like it isn't that weird, but whatever. So it goes down, or it appears to be down in what like men call the grain. It's not a coincidence that this is a term that's also used in carpentry and men think they can fix things. So it goes down. And so they decide there's a grain, which, by the way, I don't think actually has any scientific holding. I don't actually think there's a grain. It just appears to be that way because your hair has to grow in some direction.
Okay, yeah, I can see that.
Black people, for instance, their hair does not really grow as much down. It varies. Many black people, the recent black guys, you've ever seen a black guy with like a great beard. It looks awesome because initially it grows out a little bit. It grows directly out. So is this a thing happening with black people? I don't know. Bill refuses to be black.
I just don't know. I don't know how to accomplish that.
Try, Bill. It's just like the upside down head. Put some more work into it.
I've only been trying to do it at parties.
I think, as far as I'm concerned, I'm willing to get a dermatologist on here to talk about how against and with the grain is bullshit.
Do it. I can't be that dermatologist. I don't have those capabilities either.
No effort. How do you shave? Because I think that one of the interesting things is the way that people will probably be hearing you talk about this in the beginning of the episode is they'll be like, if they do shave the way you shave, they'll understand the advice you're giving. But if they shave the other way, against or with the grain, for all you women, which way do you actually shave? Do you shave with the grain, meaning down
your
face?
Yeah, I shave down.
Or against the grain?
I shave down. I have shaved... I have shaved upwards, and that's when I get the not quite as severe ingrown hair problem.
It's interesting. I don't know what the right way is, but the jury's out. Because there are other people listening to this who are like, my pappy told me to never always shave against the grain, or else murder those people and their confederates. Like, I'm telling you, there's someone listening to this saying that.
It's all about the equator.
Anyway, we don't have to. You can also get away, by the way, when you have a beard, with, like, kind of not shaving under your neck all the time. It's, like, a strange thing.
You can't, like, yeah, usually I don't like going much more than 4 days, then I have to shave because it starts getting
nasty.
But
you get away with it.
Yeah.
Even if you're in an environment where everyone shaves their face, like, the guy that's clean-shaven, he can't get away with it for more than, honestly, you can't get away with it not doing it every day. But, like, for whatever reason, guys with beards get away with, like, having stubble underneath their beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's weird.
It's one of the perks.
It's a weird thing.
It's a perk.
It's one of the perks of it, yeah. Which I don't know. You know, beards were having a moment, weren't they?
I mean, I feel like they go through cycles where there's a surge of beard popularity, then there's like, ew, none. Because it's...
This is a hack thought that I'll bring up at the end of this episode. Everybody always thinks of the long hairs in the 60s and 70s, right?
Mm-hmm.
Here's a weird thing. It's going to blow your mind. For men, and for women too, but women are more used to, in this society where we pressure you to do whatever, you know, now I don't have to address you in this comedy bit. It takes a while to grow your hair long, right?
Yeah.
If you have short shaved hair, like even short cut hair, it's going to take you 5 or 6 years to grow your hair long, right?
I think it can, yeah. I mean, if you're talking really long, yeah.
Either way, down to, let's say, below your ears. You know, let's say to your chin, right? How long do you say that is? A year, 2 years?
Below the chin? Yeah, okay.
No, I'm sorry, but like in between ears and chin.
I'd say like a year, because I mean, I back when my hair had the ability to grow in such a way, I could grow pretty long in like 8 months, 8 to 10 months.
So isn't it so bizarre that when like the world is having this moment where long hair is popular, that somehow simultaneously all across the country, men decide like 2 years beforehand to all start growing their hair long and continue to do that for like 8 months to a year?
Wow.
Isn't that bizarre?
Yeah.
That at some weird psychic link up point, all men start doing the same thing for about a year and a half. And then that's just to get it long. Then they keep it that way for a while. Isn't that weird?
Actually, yeah.
There's some odd point where everyone just decides to stop cutting their hair or let it grow.
People are just walking down the street. They make eye contact with someone. They kind of see the length of hair and they just nod quietly and keep walking. Just everybody in all points and times. Mm-hmm.
But it's like, have you ever had that thing where someone's like, I haven't gotten a haircut in a while, and you're like, I haven't noticed that, and then they get a haircut, and you're like, oh yeah, it does look different. Like, so it's not like they're seeing it grow like huge amounts. It is some weird psychic energy that causes everybody to, because with beards, obviously it's like day five, you know, you've got a beard. Mm-hmm. It's not a great beard, but you're gonna see some beard, and so it's not hard to then say, oh, I guess beards are in fashion, and you start doing it. Because there's nothing there before, right?
Yeah.
But with hair, it's subtle. So it's this weird idea that men, all at some point when long hair is in fashion, they just suddenly stop cutting their hair and continue to do it until everyone has long hair.
You just have a button that goes off in your head, and you're just, I have to let this grow out. I gotta let it grow.
It's bizarre, right? And we'll leave you on that spooky note. Bill? Let's spend the last few minutes of this with you apologizing to the audience about how you didn't think through the head hair thing, the upside down head. Or redeem yourself and tell me what the plan is.
Well, like my future going forward plan?
I mean, yeah, I guess with your life, if you're willing to accept responsibility for the fact that...
I mean, I apologize that I had not deeply thought this through, but I will... Yeah. If I do continue saying the joke, I'll probably bring in the lipstick idea to make lips, because yes, the lips are a fundamental component to the face, and I will bring in more details to make it more rich. So it's a visual experience in your mind as well as when you actually physically do it to yourself. So I want to create this mind picture, so it's a solid pitch, which I will use in my day-to-day life. Pitching yourself always, and I will pitch this idea, and if anything, maybe bring around small little samples of lipstick so they can just go into the bathroom and immediately do that.
Bill will now be taking questions from the press. Bill, right here. Dale Shitwater from the Cloaca Chicken and Turtle News. One question for you. You know, Halloween's coming up in a few months. You got a lot of months to prepare. Will you pledge right now to go out as a sort of kind of upside down headband? You could use a bald cap. They sell those so that you could, you know, be the guy from the Six Flags commercial going ba 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 up, you know, dancing in front of the little roller coasters. They sell that. I don't know if they sell that costume in particular anymore, but you could do this for Halloween.
I could, but I don't want this to just to be a costume. I want this to be a way of life. I want you to wear this proudly all the time.
Sally Farthammer from Cloaca Bird and a Worm News. How are you? We're competing Cloaca Magazine. Bill, you say you want this to be a lifestyle. Do you think being born with an upside-down face is a choice? Is that what you're saying here today?
No, it's not. If you are actually born with an upside-down face, then that is the course of life you are now taking. And if anything, if you do the upside-down head look, you will have a right-side-up hairstyle.
Okay, that'll be all for now. Okay. And that was an episode. And I just want to emphasize one more time before we go, you know, we've had a shift of podcast here. And so I know Bill's new to this, and I don't want you to feel excluded. So feel free to chip in anytime. But what's important here today, what's to walk away from, is that times change. And, you know, we'll always be making comedy and funny things here. But what's really important, what you can count on, is me brutally spending a half an hour to prove a friend of mine wrong. To the point where it's uncomfortable. But I'm gonna do it anyway. Why? Because it's pretty funny. And when it stops getting funny, I'm still gonna keep going for at least like 5 or 10 more minutes. Why? No reason. It's just sort of the format of the show. And to be honest, I enjoy it. There's a sense of like righteousness. That, like, I won as if it was the McCarthy trials, but like the McCarthy trials, there's no reason to be right. It doesn't really matter. So there you go. And I'm better looking than McCarthy, which is really important because I'm very vain. And that's it. So enjoy the rest of your day or night or morning. Enjoy the rest of time. Don't worry about your watch. Take it off. Give it to me. Mail it to me. Are you a filmmaker? Are you sick of not getting any exposure for your work? Do you submit to film festivals and nothing comes of it? Maybe your work gets screened, maybe you meet someone, maybe you don't. The Boston Collective Film Festival, which is my film festival, is teaming up with ASMR Kitten. Caitlin, who's a fan of this show, who's a friend of this show, who's been on this show, we're doing a festival together, a film festival together, and it's like nothing else you've ever seen before. Eyes and exposure on your project are the number one thing you need to succeed in the age of filmmaking and the internet. Go to filmfreeway.com/Boston. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. And submit now. The winners of this film festival will have a video created by Caitlin, ASMR Kitten. Look her up. Over 25,000 subscribers on YouTube. She'll be making a reaction video to your trailer, and it'll get you the eyes and exposure you need to succeed in the world of film. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston. Go submit today. And if you use the code HACKTHOUGHT, you'll get 10% off your entry fee, which if you're a YouTuber, by the way, is crazy cheap. You're going to be paying almost nothing to enter this film festival with a chance to A, get to work with ASMR Kitten Caitlin, who is an amazing YouTuber, and B, get the eyes and exposure on your channel. That's filmfreeway.com/Boston.